I think what COVID has taught us is it isn't all about cost, right? It's about how do you deliver services in a different way. We're set up to do that. So I think taking advantage and giving a purpose to each of the sites makes perfect sense for the future. And I don't want to toss Markdale out either. Markdale is a perfect option as well. Markdale will not have an OR, but has amazing ambulatory space that none of the other hospitals have in its new design. And so I look to deliver specialty services in those ambulatory areas and then expanding virtual care into the future, right? So virtual care is another platform that's just skyrocketed during the pandemic and one that we intend not to let go. And in fact, we have development plans in the works right now. It's really in discussions right now, but the idea would be to have a virtual emerge, you know, so the ability to call in and have a physician within 3 to 5 minutes in front of you on a screen rather than having to go into emerge. You know, all of these things are possible today. They exist in this province. New Brunswick is fully virtual. So the concepts are there. We're investigating them, and I think they're highly viable solutions for the future. And the future is about being nimble, thoughtful, and making sure that you're delivering care the way patients need it.
This is really interesting, and we should talk more. I want to know a little bit more about this virtual emerge, but it is time for our first break. If any of you listeners have a question or comment, something you would like to share with Grey Bruce Health Services President and CEO Gary Sims, the phone number is 519-376-7777, or you can call toll-free at 1-800-265-3757. We'll be right back with more Open Line on AM 560 CFOS.
Call and add your voice to the conversation.
519-376-7777.
Now, back to the Open Line on 560 CFOS.
Good morning. You're listening to the Open Line. Today we have Grey Bruce Health Services President and CEO Gary Sims in the studio. So six different hospitals in Grey Bruce Health Services, plus the Mental Health and Addiction Center in Owen Sound. It's a big operation for a big region. And just before the break, we were talking about this concept of a virtual ER. So when I picture somebody having to go to the ER, they might be bleeding. Right. Or something. Now, you know, obviously if it's you need somebody to stitch you up or whatever, you're going to go to the actual ER. So what would you use a virtual ER for? What kind of ailment might you have?
So I guess what people are not aware of is the vast majority of care that's given within an emerge often are what we call CTAS 4s and 5s. So there's five levels of CTAS assessment. The 1s, 2s, and 3s are the urgents, emergents, and the ones that are very complicated. And you definitely need a physician in those cases, right? And then there's the 4s and 5s, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody has a temp, a cough, thinking, okay, you know what, I want them to see a doctor. You know, is that do they need to drive all the way to the emerge to be seen, or can they go on to a virtual emerge, see a physician? The physician can say right away, based on what they see, you need to go to the emerge. And I'll, you know what, I'm going to order these tests. They send the information forward to the emerge. The emerge knows you're coming. That information goes to the emerge. As soon as you arrive, you're already booked in, and away you go to be tested. So it's more of looking at the minor needs. But for those people who need acute care, they still have to go to emerge. You still have to call 911. You still have to go and be seen. So the virtual emerge exists across the province now. There are hospitals in Toronto that are using it. And I did say the province of I think it's PEI that's using it right now, or New Brunswick. And they're using it across their province. And it's people know when they need to go to emerge normally, right? And if you've got a really bad ear infection or something like that, it's so painful that you need to be seen or you need a script. Most of those people go to emerge and sit for a very long time waiting to be seen because there are more acute patients in front of them, right? It would be so much better if they could be in contact with a physician who says, you know, what's your temp? What's your symptoms? Okay, here's what I think it is. I'm going to write your script. I'll send it to the pharmacy. Go pick it up, and away you go. You no longer have to wait in line and do all those things. It'll be a learning curve at first for everyone. It's a learning curve for the physicians on how to do it. It's a learning curve for how you would utilize it. But I think of it no different than Uber, skip the dishes, you know, modern ways of providing care. You know, if you'd have asked me 5 years ago, I'd have said absolutely not a chance. And yet, I think 3 or 4 years ago, I used Uber for the first time in a city. I'm not a city person, so I was very doubtful. And it was great. It was easy, and it was fast, and it was cheaper, and it was a lot of better things for me, right? So when you think of customer service and utilization of the right services in the right place, there's a learning curve, but the future of it's very bright.
Well, when I think about some of our listeners on CFOS, they don't necessarily have internet access or aren't, you know, all that comfortable with virtual things or computers. I mean, would they just be the ones going to...
They still go to Emerge. But think of the advantage. So imagine that every day 100 people go into the Emerge. Imagine that you wait 4 to 5 hours for whatever it is you're going to be seen for, unless you're critically ill. But imagine if I could do a virtual service that would, say, take 25 of that 100 away. So they would be doing virtual. They might be younger population or those people that feel comfortable using IT. Now you only have 75 in the Emerge. So your wait now, instead of 4 hours, might be 3 or 2.5, which is better for you. It's better for the staff in the Emerge, better flow of patients, and quicker treatment. So it's better for everybody, even if it's used by a portion of people, rather than having everybody crammed into one space. And when you think of COVID and what COVID did, when you cram people in, people eventually realize, look, that's where the disease could be spread. I don't want to go there. And we don't want that. We want people to be treated. And if you remember the last show, I was saying, please come into the Emerge. Stop avoiding the Emerge, right? Because you need to be treated. Virtual really took off on that concept, that people still needed to be seen, right? And especially mums with little kids and that kind of stuff, rather than hauling. And we see this all the time. You know, a mum bringing in 3 kids at 3 in the morning and waiting because the staff are overrun. And those 3 kids are up in the middle of the night. It's not an easy circumstance, right? If virtual will serve you, then let's use it the best we can. If it doesn't serve you, and if you're a senior and you need to be seen by a doctor and you want to, go. Go to the Emerge. Still go there because the docs are still there.
That's really interesting. So if that's something, I mean, it sounds like kind of a concept for this region now. Are you applying for access to that? Or?
Yeah, we're a little further along than that. So we have had several meetings with some of the companies that now provide it in the province. The physicians have started to look at it. We've done some working groups to try to figure out, would it work for our docs? How would we do it? We're in that phase right now, looking at how we might do this. And so we're very much waiting to see whether the docs believe it could work for them and we could make it work for the community. So yeah, it's absolutely in that working phase right now.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's something we'll have to keep an eye out for because that's really interesting. We have Jeremy who is on the line. Good morning, Jeremy.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Just a question for Gary. Gary, are our physicians in our area, are they going to be on board with something like writing a script over a Zoom meeting or without physically seeing the patient eye to eye?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jeremy. One of the reasons we took the time to kind of work with the docs on this was, again, if you'd have asked me 1.5, 2 years ago, I would have said no. But as we've gone through COVID, what's happened with some of the physicians is they've started to get used to working virtually, and some of their billing codes have been switched by the government to allow them to bill for those services, which they were not allowed to before. So there was a reluctancy, one, because they are not used to the technology, two, because they felt like they need to have the patient in front of them, and three, they weren't getting paid, right? All of those things are legitimate. Now they can be paid for it. And through COVID, many of them have switched to 25 to 50% of their practice is virtual now. And so having done it for about 1.5 years, some of them are coming out and we've done surveys and they're not giving it up. They're like, no, this works. This actually works. And you don't have to travel 1.5 hours to see me. I can see you as long as they're booked correctly and it's the right people. They know who they want to see. And, you know, they may do a virtual visit with you and say, no, I need you to come in. You know, let's book a meeting to get this done. So they've learned how to use it and they're starting to endorse it. Now, that doesn't mean they'll jump to a virtual Emerge that quickly. You know, what we need now is about somewhere between 6 to 12 doctors locally. And we want our virtual Emerge to be local doctors. I will tell you that there are over 200 provincial physicians that are signed up on this, and they're a backup to our doctors. So let's say you did a virtual Emerge visit and our doctors were all busy. And these are docs who are already working in Emerges or have a day off and want to pick up some extra time. If they were all busy, these other 200 can kick in. And so then you would get a doctor from someone else, somewhere else, who would see you. So virtual eMERGE is a great possibility if physicians endorse it. And you're absolutely right, Jeremy. It's one of being used to it, feeling comfortable with it. And at first, everybody's reserved and cautious about, I don't know if I want to do this. Once they talk to other docs who have done it, they realize, oh, yeah, this is quite possible, right? We could probably do this. So that's my answer, Jeremy. And you know what? We'd have to run a pilot just like everywhere else has done and make sure it works and make sure the doctors feel comfortable doing it.